Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, news.
Good morning. Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States after a historic election. This was expected, according to the polls, to be a good night for Hillary Clinton. Instead, Trump won emphatically. The win comes off the back of a highly controversial campaign, which saw Trump offend many people across the US, but obviously not enough for Hillary Clinton to win. During his victory speech in New York, Donald Trump insisted he will govern for all Americans.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Reactions of world leaders are starting to come in, with Prime Minister Theresa May saying that she would like to congratulate Donald Trump on being elected the next President of the United States following a hard-fought campaign. She went on to say that Britain and the United States have an enduring and special relationship based on the values of freedom, democracy and enterprise. I look forward to working with President-elect Donald Trump, building on these ties to ensure the security and prosperity of our nations in the years ahead. Meanwhile, Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said, "While this is not the outcome I hoped for, it is the verdict of the American people and we must respect it. I congratulate President-elect Trump on winning the election. We value our relationship with the United States and its people. The ties that bind Scotland and the US of family, culture and business are deep and long-standing and they will always endure." Elsewhere, Russia has had to defend itself amid claims that they may have interfered with the US election. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov has said that the suggestions that Russia interfered with the US presidential election are absurd and a renewed dialogue is needed between Washington and Moscow. Now, financial markets have reacted to last night's presidential elections, and Victoria Sherbakova has more on global stock markets.
Financial markets have been shaken after Donald Trump has swept the victory in American elections. London's stock market has opened 2% lower, or 149 points down, as the new president gave his first speech in New York. This means the FTSE has lost £37 billion in value just overnight. Japanese and European markets were the first ones affected this morning, losing 5 and 3% in value respectively. The pound currently stands by a cent against the US dollar, but down against the euro. Charlotte Harrington from investment firm Fidelity International says that Mr. Trump's speech was less extreme than expected.
We did see broad risk sell-off about 1 o'clock this morning, UK time, and we have seen some bounce back, probably because the speech that Trump made wasn't quite as extreme as maybe people were expecting.
Victoria Sherbakova there on the UK stock markets. Now over to Anna Rasheen Ullman-Smith, who has been exploring what a Trump presidency might mean for foreign policy coming out of the US, and she spoke to John Peterson.
In light of Donald Trump's shock victory in the US presidency election, I interviewed John Peterson, Professor of International Politics at the University of Edinburgh, on what this will mean for the UK.
It's kind of hard to imagine who he would give big foreign policy jobs to, especially because a lot of experienced Republican foreign policy officials have signed a letter saying they will not support him. I guess there will be certain amongst those people, or people who didn't sign the letter but still aren't supporting him, who might well accept a job in a Trump administration out of a sense of duty and a sense of trying to professionalize him and keep him from doing stupid things in the name of the U.S., including within NATO and including in the relationship with the U.K. But it is very, very hard to know exactly what a Trump foreign policy would look like besides a very sort of extreme position on immigration and relations with Mexico and a limiting of immigration into the United States on the part of Muslims. But there's a pretty stark choice in all ways being made today by Americans, and foreign policy is one of the areas where that choice is probably starkest.
And that was John Peterson there. In other news, Sainsbury's has posted a 10% fall in half-year profits as it faces surging costs. The supermarket chain, which also owns Argos, made £270 million before tax in the 6 months to September the 24th, down from £308 million a year earlier. The group says it will continue to cut prices for shoppers, but highlighted an uncertain impact on prices due to the plunging pound. This news comes the day after Marks & Spencer's reported falling sales and profits in 6 months to the end of September. And coal-fired power stations will be phased out by 2025, with funding put towards fueling 1 million homes from renewables. The government measures follow a consultation which has been found cutting it out will save 124 million tonnes of carbon dioxide between 2016 and 2030. Ministers have also confirmed £730 million will be spent annually on renewable electricity projects this Parliament. That's all from us for now. We'll have more at our 1pm bulletin, including a feature on Trump's America and a report on the election results from a European perspective. You can catch up with us more on Twitter at EN4News2016 and at EN4News.com.
This is Radio Napier.